Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Thursday, June 22nd, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And whatever platform you are streaming on, welcome. Hey, Blood Ninja, you are number one today. Welcome, welcome. I hope everyone's having a beautiful day wherever they are. It is still another sunny day in Southern California. Haven't had June bloom in a couple of days. And we'll see if anyone else, more people drift in during the song. Hey, Minnesota, how are you? Okay, so, today's topic is, do people know how they look? And are other people right? Okay, so this topic came from talking to two people on Podbean, and they just had me rolling. I was laughing so hard. I mean, they had me laughing really, really hard. And a couple of days after the fact, it still makes me giggle and it still makes me laugh. So I'm not going to tell you what the exact conversation was, but I will say that when you know, we were talking about it, we weren't talking about it at the same time. And the thing about it is the two people who said this, they almost said practically the same thing. And it was a couple hours apart. And I take that back. It was a day and a half apart. And what they said was almost the same. And it just had me laughing. It just had me laughing so hard. And one of them said something in a text, and then I talked to them on the phone, and the other one was on the phone, and then it was a text. So anyway, I'm going to stop saying that. But do people know how they look? And I'm talking about all of us. You know, when we look in the mirror, is a mirror a true indication of how we look? I mean, how do you know that the mirror line. How do you know when you go to the fun house, you know, and you go into the fun house and you stand in front of a mirror and you look at yourself and you're either, you know, heavier, skinnier, taller, shorter, whatever. Your face, everything is just, it's distorted. Hey, Shorty. Hey, Juju. Welcome. So how do we really know how we look? And if somebody says something like, man, you sure are fine. I mean, is it true? You know, you know, I'm sorry. I keep laughing because, and Shorty and Juju, you all just came in. I'm not going to go through the whole thing again, but this topic came from, two conversations that I had from two people on Podbean, but one particular text that someone sent me, just had me laughing so hard. Like I said, I'm not going to say who those people were, but that's where the topic came from. So, do you know how you look? You know, when you look in the mirror, and if you're a guy, you know, well, if you're a girl, you're putting on makeup. If you're a guy, you know, you're doing your hair, or you could be putting on makeup. I don't know. But, you know, do you know how you look? And when people make comments, and I'm not talking about people who are trying to be vengeful or mean or something like that. But if someone makes a comment about your looks, are they right? And do, when we look in the mirror, do we see something different? You know, do we see something different? And I know people say that every mother thinks their child is beautiful. You know, fathers think their daughters are gorgeous and mothers think their sons are handsome. You know, I mean, I tell my son all the time, I'm like, you have really grown up to be a handsome young man. You know, but is that just me being a mom? Or, you know, is he? You know, trying to say this how I want to say it. Let's see. Shorty says, when somebody gives me a compliment, I see some totally different from what they see. Okay. All right. So Shorty, okay. I'm going to put you on the spot, and I'll put myself on the spot too. So I'm about to invite you up. If you can come up, please do. If not, I understand. But there was this guy who I used to work with when I worked at this telecom firm years ago. And he would have photos of his family on his desk. And he had photos of his children. And I know I'm going to get some backlash for saying this. I know I am. But one of our coworkers said, so-and-so should not bring his family to work, should not bring photos of his family to work, which made everybody want to run over to his desk and look at the photos. And, you know, some people were like, you know, you all shouldn't say that. That's not nice, blah, 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 blah. And other people were like, yeah, you know, some people shouldn't bring their family to work. GP, welcome, welcome. So, I guess my question is, Shorty, for you, and then for me, mm-hmm. You know, do we see our kids as these beautiful people, or do they have faults? Like, does one person have a nervous tic, does something, is something going on with mouth and chin? I mean, you know, I'm just
To be honest with you, I see my kids as beautiful. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody else be like, oh, your kid ugly. Like, I don't give a damn. Like, that's your opinion. You understand what I'm saying? But we know our kids' flaws. You know what I mean? And because they're our kids. Now, see, if it was somebody else's kid, you know, we like to judge a little bit.
Okay, that's my point. So,
hi, Blunt.
So, when you... Juju. Okay, so your kid wants to get on American Idol or The Voice, and you're saying, "Oh, honey, you sing so well. Oh my God, oh, no. you can totally blow." But their friend is like, "She can't sing." So
no, I'm not gonna. This one thing about me, I never lie to my kids. If they can sing, I'm gonna tell them they can sing. I'm not finna be up there embarrassing them and myself. No, if you can't sing, we're gonna practice on it. If you can't do it, listen, it's not for you.
Okay, I'm not gonna sit up there and sugarcoat it. Okay, so let's flip that back to looks. Okay,
okay.
So what's the difference between telling your child that they can sing or they can play the piano or they can do whatever when they don't have talent in that particular area, or, you know, telling them that, you know, mom, you know, I went to school and people were laughing at me. You know, they said that I have a big four forehead. Your child may have a big forehead.
They do, yeah.
I mean, so do you say,
if they got a big forehead? If they got a big forehead, be like, look, baby, you know you got a big forehead. You understand what I'm saying? Rock your big forehead. Forget what they got to say. You know, you gonna grow into your forehead. You still a kid. You ain't there yet.
Okay,
you
but
know, sometimes.
Okay, but now your kid is 25. He still has a big forehead.
Well, it's, I don't know.
Listen, just saying.
That's your forehead. Look, sometimes it run in the family. Sometimes it do run in the family. How I got this big forehead? Oh, look, looking through the pictures. Oh, you see your uncle right here or your great-great-grandma. Or see, you got your forehead from them. That side, your daddy's side or my side or, you know. Don't know what sugarcoat.
Okay, so what if your children, and I keep saying kids because I think that people tend to lie to their children as opposed to, you know, telling a fib to you know,
to
someone else, whatever. But you know, what if you really do have unattractive kids? Welcome, official welcome to Daddy Hoff and Bro. So, I mean, what if you really do have unattractive children? Do people know that their kids are unattractive?
Some do. Some of them be, look. Who?
Oh, Lord.
Look, Solly, I ain't finna lie to you. And you know I'm gonna keep it real. There is some ugly kids out there. Okay? I know you seen some too. Everybody seen them too,
yes,
now.
Yes, we have.
Okay. You keep that to yourself, or if you with your spouse or whoever you with, you be like, they be like, you thinking it, but you ain't gonna say it out loud. You probably got that friend like, girl, you seen that ugly baby.
Okay. So let me ask this. Pargo, welcome. Who else popped in? Let me read what Juju said. She says, my father always said, whatever you do, don't ever take photos of your wife or your family to work. I never had a photo of anyone on my desk. And then Juju says, I always had a five-finger forehead. Lucky me, I'm a girl. I can cover it up with bangs.
Or a bandana.
There you go. So, hey, Petty Deb. Welcome back. So let's say that your 17-year-old daughter's son is dating, and they bring home the person that they're dating, and they're unattractive, do you tell them that they're unattractive? And then if it gets serious, do you start thinking how your grandbabies are going to look? I mean, I'm I am totally serious. I am totally serious. Do you start thinking about how your grandbabies are going to look? And Brooke says yes.
Yes. I ain't finna lie to you. Yes, I do. Because I'm like, damn. But like, my baby look good. But then she, or he, you know. But look, you can't help for who you fall in love with. You understand what I'm saying?
You can't. You can't help who you fall in love with. But even for us, because mm-hmm. I am going to tell you, before, you know, when my husband and I got married, you know, mm-hmm. One thing I did think about is, like, you know, and I didn't want to have kids. He had to convince me to have kids. And then when we finally had them, we had to go through the whole in vitro and what have you. But, you know, but I did think, what are our kids going to look like? You know,
That's everybody.
Yeah, but you have some people who okay, put like this. If you marry a nice looking man, I think my husband is a nice looking man. You know, and you mm-hmm. know, facial, whatever. I think he's a nice looking man. So I say, you know, well, you know, I don't think I'm a dog. I mean, I think I'm okay, you know. You know, mm-hmm. and
right.
I think, you know, that we would have, you know, a son or daughter that would, you know, they would be cute or whatever, or they would look mm-hmm. nice. They would look decent. So when you are getting together with someone, you're going to tell me that you're not thinking that, you know, if
I am.
Okay. All right.
Because you know what? Because you got to look at it all perspective of the family members. Because sometimes they don't come out looking like you. Sometimes they come out looking like the family member.
They reach back in 1302. So you never know.
Right? Sometimes they be looking like Uncle John over there who got the, sorry, Lord, forgive me, cockeyed and everything. You be like, what the hell?
Okay, see, so.
It could be in the genes. They might skip them, and it came to your baby. You feel me?
So that's what I'm saying, so. Let me go to Bro. Welcome, Bro. Thank you for waiting patiently.
Oh, he has to come
back. Yeah. So let me send him another invite. Oh, there he's inviting him. There we go.
That's right, Blunt.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
We can hear you.
I don't know why Podbean keep throwing that to me. Maybe they don't like me. But I don't know if the unattractive is really like a deal killer for me, because like I told you before, I would rather be unattractive than stupid. And for real, you understand what I'm saying?
I understand where you're coming from.
I would rather have an unattractive son that graduate from Harvard than a handsome son that was in special ed with a football helmet and a diaper on all his life. I don't know.
Okay, all right. You make a very good point. So
yeah, that's true.
So I'm gonna let's see. Okay, Fair you says you can fix stupid. Can you?
and then Blunt says,
sometimes two attractive people can make an ugly baby and vice versa. Yes, and that's where it's shorter. You were talking about where it can skip you and then, you know, and go back mm-hmm. to
generations.
Generations. Like, yeah, I forgot to tell you that we had an aunt that had, you know. seriously. So
it happens.
So when you look in the mirror, mm-hmm. do you believe what you see?
Nope, I never do. That's me. That's my insecurities. You know what I mean? Some people are like, oh, you cute, you gorgeous, you sexy. I'm like, where you see that at? I don't see that.
But how do you know that a mirror is telling you the truth? Because when you think about it, none of us have actually seen ourselves.
I'm looking at myself right now in the mirror.
But you're looking at yourself. No, you're looking at a reflection. I'm talking about, but you've never actually seen yourself.
No.
You see yourself. You see yourself in reverse. The left side of your face is on the right side, and the right side is on the left side. So you get a backwards of who you actually are.
Right, but you're still looking at a reflection. You're still not looking at yourself. I mean, I've never seen myself. You've never seen yourself.
I know how I am inside. Like, I know my inside. Like, I know that I'm a good person and I'm cool or whatever. But, like, I don't see what they see. I never do. And that's all. I always been like that. You know, I'm like, why you keep saying these things about me, but I don't see what you see. I think different from what people think. You understand what I'm saying? They're like, you need to stop being so hard on yourself. I'm like, well, that's just me. Like, I don't, like, people be like, oh, you cute, you this. I'm like, nah, I'm all right looking. Stop saying, I'm like, I'm being real. Like, what you mean?
Okay, all right.
Do you see yourself how people tell you, oh, I'm solid?
No. I tend to be critical of myself.
Right.
You know, and I think most people are. You know, I don't know, because when people talk about someone's looks are subjective. So what one person may see as cute, another person may not. When one person may say, oh my God, she is just beautiful. And you're like, you know what? Because one person, yeah, I'm gonna call out some names here. Jennifer Aniston. Some people think she is just gorgeous, and I'm like, where?
Where? Thank you. I'll be like, where?
You know, seriously.
Where you see that at?
Yeah, you know, so I guess, you know, it all depends upon, you know, what it is. I just wanted to give the definition because Shelby and Fair Use were talking about stupid. Having or showing great lack of intelligence or common sense. So, so, okay, so when you go and get a facelift or you get Botox or collagen or whatever you're doing, I tend to think people who do all that stuff, they make themselves look worse.
Thank you. They'll look like a straight clown. I'm so sorry to
say. I mean, seriously. And people who get fat, I've noticed that they all have that cat look.
Of course. They stretching their skin or tighten it up and they can't move or smile.
Right. And I've always thought that when people do that, as you age and your face will naturally wrinkle, it's kind of, it'll look even worse because you're kind of messing with what Mother Nature's going, you know,
right.
Do.
That's just like your boobies. It's
shorty
like your boobies.
And sour. Is it just me or by way of cosmetic surgery, little Kim looked like an old Asian lady?
She is do. It just I'm me? So sorry to say that.
She looked like an old Asian lady.
She looked better when she was younger before she had all that. That's the thing with society. You understand how God made us? That's how we should be. But no, because they see every, you know, the female with the big boobies and hips and all this. Oh, I want to be like that because they attracted to that. But you know what? Some people ain't attracted to that all the time. They want to see natural. You know what I mean? But once you go under the knife and get a butt injection or boobies or, you know, whatever, or cut this and take this out to make this look. But some people need it, you know, because they had tragedies. But other than that, don't mess with your body because it's all natural.
You know, it's a time and place for everything. Like, real quick, like, if a lady's behind is so small that her hips spread when she break wind, she need to put some pads or something in there. Some people need stuff. But if you don't need stuff...
Hold on. Just because you may not be overly endowed, it does not mean that you need to put pads in.
Understand this. If a man came to one of you ladies on here, and he had a half a centimeter Peter with her, y'all be like, go put some sponges in there or something.
Hold on. If he is small and we already had this conversation about a month ago. Okay. Oh. Some people may be able to accept it. Some people may not be able to accept it. Now, and if some women are part of the itty bitty titty committee, some men like small boobs, some men like
but can't she at least pour some maple syrup in there? I mean, we gotta do. Oh,
Listen,
Lord,
listen.
Have mercy.
Look, there's ways. There's ways of making it grow. Now, play with it if you want. You gotta eat. Go ahead and exercise and do what you need to do. You know, hey, there's ways of making stuff grow.
Yeah, you can. You gotta tie rope around it and hang from a chandelier.
Oh, Lord, listen, Lord, you got the stretch.
That's a negative. Big negative right there.
Okay, and Shelby says, my man says more than a handful is a waste. And Ellie, a formal welcome to you. Ellie says, well, based on study, you are 60% more attractive than who you see in the mirror. And she's like, and Shelby's like, what, bro, really? okay, I just put the stupid definition in there. All right, so, I mean, but, okay, so... So, bro, then let me ask this. Are we always, since we're talking about looks.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you see this girl, uh-huh. this woman, and she is like, you know, from what you see, she's attractive. Uh-huh. And she has on a coat. Okay, you all are standing there, you all are talking, and you are really getting in into her. You all are, you know, she's liking you, you're liking her. And you guys, you know, go to a restaurant and you sit down, and she takes off her coat, and she has practically a flat chest. Are you not going to continue to see her because of her chest?
No, but I'm gonna start looking for Adam's apples and stuff like that because, you know, because sometimes you got to check.
Yes, no, yes, but
you,
there
you can be transgenderized.
But there's some
transgenderized.
Oh, yes.
Shelby, I knew you were coming up here. Transgender. It sounds like you're putting them on the stove and you're flipping them over.
Right. Thank you.
No, yeah. When I say transgenderized, I mean that you can be caught out there slipping and one of them can catch you.
But you can tell though.
Been caught by transgender.
Okay. But I understand that, bro. But I'm just saying that some women are
flat-chested. Thank you.
Shelby, go ahead.
Yes, there is a lot of women out there that are flat-chested. And you, no matter what you do, you're not gonna grow those little titties. And
come on now, can we say breasts?
No, but see,
four.
No, this is Fun Thursday. This is fun Thursday.
We got a serious one.
Y'all gonna make me start giggling over here. Anyway, go ahead.
It's okay.
Go ahead, Shelby.
But I mean, and then there are women that God really endowed, and then there are women that were that weren't endowed but became endowed. You know, so I mean, you can't just. No, you can't. No.
She said no.
That's why you can't let the breast milk dry up. Because I think a flat chest is a result of women letting it dry up and it turn a powder.
Okay, wait. Okay, so you're supposed to breastfeed until what? Your child is 16?
No, that's a negative.
You're supposed to breastfeed until your child is old enough to go to the bottle and stuff, and then your man is supposed to continue eating your food. See, because it's
no,
not
no,
this.
No, 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 no.
That's a negative.
No, no.
Big negative.
Mm-mm. Okay, fair. I think he just answered. Fair wants to know who is drinking that after the baby is growing. What the?
It's going to eventually dry up. You understand? Your titties. Listen, when you have a baby, and you breastfeed, it depends on the mother. Some mothers can't breastfeed. You got a new bottle. You understand
but
what
you
I'm
know,
saying?
But guess what, Shorty? They say 60% of the women that die over 60 still have at least a pint of milk in both of them. So,
but they dry up, though. It becomes powdered milk. So what you mean? You can't do nothing else about it?
You start selling it to the local supermarket. See, don't Lord let it dry Jesus. Up. Keep it moist.
How you can't let it? You cannot. It's going to eventually dry up by itself, Muck. Because, see, you don't have titties. You're not a female. You don't understand what we go through when we have these things here. You understand what I'm saying? These are lethal.
I do understand titularization.
Titularization. Monk. Okay.
Yes.
Listen. Okay. I have two girls. Okay. I pumped with my oldest daughter. I pumped until she was 2 and a half, almost 3, because I went to work. Okay. So I had to pump. My youngest daughter could not take my milk. She just couldn't. So I still, you know, I pumped even after she was 6 months and tried until she was 6 months. And finally the doctor said, look, she cannot and will not take your milk. We have got to put her on something. And after that 6 month period, I dried up. See, I pumped.
You know what you could have did, though? You could have got a breast pump and filled everybody's cereal with it.
Did you
snuck
just hear
it on.
What she said?
Did you just hear what she said?
Oh, Lord. Said she breast pumped. She was working. She couldn't do the natural put the nipple in the mouth and do it like that. She couldn't do it like that because she was working. You understand? And after six months, her milk dried up. That's what she said.
It would have stayed current.
Bro, Blunt, that's not true. Where are you getting your information from?
From Tit Illustrated. You never read a magazine?
Oh, I'm just about to cuss. What the hell is Tit Illustrated? It ain't no thing. Is a damn Tit.
Exactly. What the hell is that?
What the fuck, you F's? Listen,
I'm getting my information from TikTok. You never seen TikTok? It's an app.
Believe everything on TikTok,
Mom. No, not TikTok. TikTok.
You're talking to women who had kids who been there, did that, yo. Like, go downstairs. I'm doing something. Like, I breastfed I breastfed all my kids. You understand what I'm saying? And eventually, the milk dries up because they wean themselves off of your breast. Because when they get food, they goes into human food. They get baby food. So eventually, they're not going to want your breast milk anymore. You know what I mean? And it's going to dry up. We can't sit up here and hold this milk in our tits forever.
Yeah, but yes, you can, because all you have to do is start squirting it into bowls of cereal once they get older. Who wouldn't enjoy a bowl of Captain Crunch?
Oh my Lord.
Who wouldn't enjoy a bowl of Captain Crunch without tit milk?
You know what? You and your Captain Crunch. I tell you, he will talk about his Captain Crunch. So I'm just like,
have you ever tasted breast milk, Mom? Do you know how it tastes?
Oh,
Have you ever had a team out with milk in it?
I got 7 kids. You know I tasted breast milk before. Let me say this. And it is the Milky Way.
And Blunt says, what are we, cows?
No, you're not cows. But you can
before you answer that.
Right? Choose your words very wisely. I advise you to think about it before you answer.
Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Okay, so to be fair, I asked Bro about dating someone with small breasts. So, ladies, I am going to ask you. You meet someone, you like him, you know. You know, you can't tell if he has the package or not down there, but let y'all get in a little frisky. And you start to, you know, get to the bedroom and what have you, and you see that he's not big. Do you like stop and say, never mind? Do you just, you know, try to fake it? What do you do?
This the thing, right, with that situation there. If he know how to work it, and if it ain't that big, and he know how to work it, and everything else, look, we good. You understand?
Good.
There's ways
that's right. We good.
There's
what
we good.
It.
Look, if you know how to slang it and put that in motion, okay, look, you don't have to worry about it. Now, if you don't know how to work with it, then that's a problem. And if nothing else don't know how to work, it's a problem. But if you know how to swing it, and okay, you know what you're doing.
Okay, and Juju has just confirmed Bro is a follower on someone from TikTok.
See, I love Juju. She is funny.
So, yeah, I love Juju too because she my friend. So, okay, so question then. What is most unattractive then? A woman with a small with small breasts, or a man who is not heavily endowed, and Shorty, I understand when you say that you have to, that a man has to know how to work it, but working it is also in getting that penetration. I'm just saying, if you go work it, don't you have to, you know, have it to work, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If he know how to see, I can't say what all I want to say. Well, but if, well, I'm trying to find me, the right
and,
word.
And you all said, this is Fun Thursday, Solid. This is Fun Thursday. Just saying. You just really saying.
Look, Solid. You know how I am. You know how reconciled I can be.
Well, this is true. This is not Shorty's nighttime show. So you're right. This is not Shorty's nighttime show.
I'm censoring a lot of things. It's okay, you know what I mean? But you get where I'm coming from. But if you know how to stick the lollipop in there, if it can penetrate the cherry, if you can penetrate the cherry, you all right. That's what I'm saying. You know how to work it and sling it, you all right.
I think that lady with the small, I think she got a better shot in society. And one of the reasons why I say that is because they can be bitten on and slapped until they start swelling up. So, you know, it's ways around that. Bitten, you know, because if you bite and nibble on them, they're going to swell up at some point.
Okay, but a nipple swelling up is not the same thing as the breast swelling up.
Right.
No, but if you get that breast area swole, and plus I could take her to the store and buy her some of those. You know what I'm saying? Because they got them little doctor's office. We can get that pumping. We can get that out there. We can take care of that. I have all kinds of silicone, water.
Okay, so what if she don't want to do the silicone thing? Are you going to break up with her?
And no,
I would not put any of that mess in.
Oh no! Nah.
In my body,
no.
You don't know what's going in your body.
I don't care how much your man wants this and this and this. Then you go get somebody who will, because I'm not doing that.
Well, can I just get her a size triple E bra and just stuff like clothes from the Goodwill in it?
Why would you do that? Because you know how insecure you'll make that female? Because she already insecure because she don't have the chest and she's looking at everybody else who got bigger titties.
I'm trying to build her confidence up. No, she's insecure because Bro is saying you need that. That's why she's
insecure already, Solid Blue. So I'm just trying to build up her confidence.
How you gonna try to build up somebody's confidence, give them a triple size bra, and then stuff it in there, and then walk around and she don't really got it like that? And when she take it off or she bend over, some a piece of like a sock fall out of her damn titty. No,
but then something might fall out.
There's other ways to build confidence up than doing that, bro.
Thank you.
And how would you do that?
Get her tell her how beautiful she is. Thank you. Yeah, or take her to a park and go swing somewhere. Or make a picnic or something. Tell her how beautiful she is. Do stuff she like. Or get with stuff. Shorty, come on, Shorty.
Now, you know y'all Shorty. Ain't doing that for men. Y'all need to stop capping.
Who?
Shorty.
Who?
Hell, you ain't
got to
do that for men. All you got to do is...
If that man had that little
yes,
baby
ma'am.
Weenie,
yes,
y'all
ma'am.
Not making him feel like that. Y'all need to stop playing. Y'all be putting
you
socks in
You need to stop playing, Muff. What you talking about, bro? You need...
Y'all be putting... Y'all be putting all types of... Canned goods in this pants.
Who does that?
Because y'all be trying to make it look like he handling down there with that little wing.
Who does that
Stop
though?
Playing.
Bro, who does that in your crazy mind? You would do something like that.
No, we you would do that. Like, so okay,
wait, hold on,
know
hold on.
Who
wait,
the hell?
Hold on. Let me read what Fair Use says. He says, I personally don't mind the breast size, little, medium, big, bigger. They all get handled with care. And then you jockish with that. And Penny Dim says, if I could afford it, I would look as bad as Vivica Fox. Vivica Fox, she shouldn't have done what she did. So no, Dim, please don't. Shorty.
Yes, ma'am.
I must say, I'm gonna side with bro just a little bit. Ooh. Just a little bit. Hold on. So before I say what I'm gonna side with, I think women, you know, I think if we just see a little teeny weeny weenie, we would probably, you know, I don't know what I could do with that.
Exactly.
Okay, but so you gotta put a can down there or something like that.
So you think you need to put canned foods down there to make it?
Well,
look
no, bigger? I mean, I'm not gonna tell him to wear a sock or anything. I think that's stupid because the bottom line is you take the sock off to be intimate, and the sock's not gonna do anything. So it makes no sense to put a sock in there or a can of soup.
And preferably chicken noodle. Put some chicken noodle soup.
What the hell?
Oh, Lord.
You know what? You making me don't want to eat soup, make chicken noodle soup, nothing like that. Yo,
Shorty, you definitely don't want to eat Captain Crunch.
Oh my goodness.
You definitely don't want to eat Captain Crunch with what bro wants to put all over it. So, and then Ninja says, are we talking about a micro penis? Yes. Have you ever seen one? I have seen several. There is a website. I'm not going to say what website it is, but there is a website.
Why are you looking at baby nuts? See, stop that, Solid. What is you doing?
Wait. You wait. You looking at TikTok. So what are you talking about?
Because TikTok is titular. Understand what I'm saying?
What the hell is titular? You get
titular, and you get that titulation when you look at it. You know, I be titulated.
You ain't looking at them. You looking at their damn titties to see how big they is and see if you can put them in your mouth or not. That's what you're doing on TikTok.
See, let me say this. If I'm at TikTok, I'm at peace with myself. You understand? Because I get titulated. And that's like the stimulation. Mental tip brain. You know how you got membrane? What? It's your tip brain is right under the membrane. So I'm insane in the membrane.
You ain't all there right now.
Hey, JQ, welcome. I did not see you pop in. Welcome. So bro, let me ask this. Would you look at a photo of someone, okay? And you see a photo and say it's your friend's sister, whatever. And you think she's, and your friend says, hey, I can introduce you. And you are looking at this photo and she kind of has on a tight shirt and she has a flat chest. Would you pass?
Nah, because I'm telling you, I could work with a set of small tits because I know things to do to them. I used to practice voodoo back in the day, so I know how to make them grow.
Oh, my Lord, help me.
Oh, Lord. Okay, he answered my question. He answered my question. And then Shorty and LB...
I know how to make tits grow.
What the hell? I never
okay.
Because I had a female from the little titty committee before. I know how the little titties work.
You know how little titties work?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Listen,
what
he's
kind
dead.
Of world do you live in?
He's dead ass serious. He ain't playing.
What kind of
work? Y'all don't know how titties work, and y'all got titties. Y'all
understand. Hold on. Put a pause on that. How you going to say we don't know how titties work and we got them ourselves?
Tell me that.
No, he said y'all know how they work,
is what I'm saying. Y'all know exactly how they work, and y'all know that it's a whole bunch of things that could be done to titties. Women do them every day.
Okay, so, bro, is there something that can be done with a man with a small penis?
Not. You just move him to Guam or Vietnam, because, you know, and let him do it.
Because they got surgeries for that now. You know that, right?
Yeah, but it's no guarantee, because they could cut it and be like, oh, sorry.
We just but then there's no guarantee for the bet. There ain't no guarantee for these titties either. When you want to get them, when y'all men want them exploded like a damn jumbo balloon.
No, that's because y'all be jumping on men after y'all get them operations and bust them titties. Y'all can't be jumping all over the place and bust them titties.
That's a negative. That's a negative right there. Because you know how
I saw a woman, she jumped off the shelf and bam, I saw all type of witness on the wall.
Wait. I'm sorry. She jumped off the shelf?
Yeah.
She jumped off the shelf.
Yeah, and she hit her chest. And she became chesserated.
I'm still trying to figure out how she jumped off the shelf.
Because she was trying to do porn stunts. You know, she was making a porno and she was doing porn stunts.
Okay, yeah. So a porn stunt has porn people jumping off shelves.
Yeah, and doing all types of flips before they get started. That's a foreplay. That's called fiveplay.
How the heck? Oh, Lord, help me.
I'm so confused.
Oh, where's my blood when I need it?
I guess so, TTQ. I guess they do jump off anything. Oh, Lord have mercy.
I do.
Okay, so. I'm going to go away from the penises and the breasts and all this other stuff, and I'm gonna go back to that photo on somebody's desk. Okay, would you guys be offended if somebody put it like this? This is what I used to do, and I still do it. If someone says, oh, look at my granddaughter, you know, isn't she cute? And if I think the baby's cute, or I'm like, oh, she's such a cutie, whatever. If I don't, I'll go, oh, you know, I'll do something like that. Oh, you know, so do you think people know what you're doing in terms of how
you say
their babies?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, they do. They do. It depends how you say it. If it's a cute baby,
but you said it, and I said, oh, you know, I mean, I'm not going, ooh, oh my God, ooh, I'm going, oh.
But just because you said
the expression on your face, though, right? The expression, because the words don't mean nothing.
Okay, so but I can still have the oh, you know, have that,
and still be lying about it.
Accidente.
That says major hypocrisy. When you do that, that's major hypocriticalism.
Listen, a lot of people do it though.
Major hypocriticalism.
Yes, major hypocriticalism.
I thought I'm making some
words. Lord, you sound like Tina Braxton.
Hypocriticalism is the state of being a hypocrite.
Okay, so I'm being a hypocrite when I go, oh.
Hell yeah.
How am I being a hypocrite? Because I didn't say the baby was cute. I didn't say the baby was ugly. I just said, oh. Because
a lot of them go, oh.
Yeah, but when they do that, we know exactly what they're doing. They'd be like, is it little hair nappy? They'd be like, oh, yes, it is.
That's
hypocritical.
Oh,
look at that little nappy head. Oh.
All right, hold on, y'all. Let me go to TQ since he's been waiting. So, TQ, welcome, and thank you for waiting patiently.
No worries. I wasn't
It was an accident. I was doing too much. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Auntie.
That means you wanna. Did you wanna add to anything?
Oh no, I'm enjoying Muck and Shorty and all of you guys' answers. I have nothing to add or input.
All right. Okay. So, all right. So if you do not think someone's baby or grandchild or niece, nephew, mama, daddy, whatever, is nice looking, cute, fine, whatever, and they show you a photo, what do you do? Do you lie?
That's what I'm gonna do. Damn.
Okay, but damn could be, damn, she's fine, or damn, that's an ugly baby.
Both.
Then, you know, the next question after that is going to be, what you mean by that?
Asking me if you...
Right, exactly. The next question...
What you mean? What you mean by that?
If you ask me, I'm going to tell you the truth. I've said it before to my auntie. Said it before to my stepbrother. So, but they know I'm a playful type of dude, so I don't think they...
Okay, okay, so...
People, damn, your baby ugly as fuck. He look just like you. That's what I was saying.
Okay, but to me, you're covering it up as soon as you throw in the, it looks just like you, because now you're trying to turn it into a joke. What do you think? Really think that baby's ugly?
Right.
I'm telling them. That's up to them to differentiate if it's a joke or not.
Exactly, Solid Blue. You don't just say, damn, that's an ugly baby. You need to put that motherfucker in the zoo. You can't say that.
Exactly.
You can.
That baby got their looks from somebody. That's why I said.
Okay. That's why I said earlier with the generation type of thing. You feel me?
Or you could say it like this in a nice way. Solid, be like, oh, that's your baby. I'm glad he looks like his mother, or she looks like your mother, or vice versa.
Right. Say it nice.
That's enough.
Or you could even say, even, or you could say it nicer than that. You need to take that baby to church as soon as possible. See if you say
that. Ain't nice. That ain't nice.
Oh. Okay, so let me ask this, and y'all know that I'm right when I'm about to say this. There's a difference between saying you got an ugly baby, and there's as opposed to saying the jeans you're wearing or that dress you're wearing is really ugly.
Yes, ma'am. That it is a difference.
Two different things.
It is a totally
so
different.
So would you come out and tell somebody, okay, part of this, if I came out and said, do I look good in these jeans, or is, do you think this is a cute dress that I have on and you think that it's not, would you lie to me, or you would be more inclined to tell me, no, that's not an attractive dress on you or whatever?
Me personally, I'll be real with you. I wouldn't lie.
Okay, so I have my baby or my grandchild. I'm like, this is my little grandchild. Isn't she cute? And you don't think she is. Are you going to be real with me then?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, can I see the picture of your...
TQ. This is you being real with me, saying, like you are, if I ask you if a dress is cute and then you tell me no. So you're not saying, oh, well, can I see a photo or whatever? I'm asking you yes or no. Isn't my grandchild, isn't my baby cute? Yes or no?
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth.
Okay. All right.
See, the thing is, I ain't going to sit up there and hurt nobody's feelings about their baby, because they're going to cuss you out. I'm going to just sit there and look.
But isn't someone still going to curse you out if you tell them that, you know, dang, Shorty, you're actually wearing that dress? Oh, dang, you need to go change. You're not going to curse me out?
No, Shorty.
Okay. I'm going to be like, what's wrong with it? Because if I put it on and I look good in it, and then they tell me, I'll be like, what you jealous for? You mad because you don't got this? Look, knowing me and my mouth, I'll be like.
Okay, so I'm bringing up the kids again. Damn, Shorty, you know, your daughter, where'd she get that big forehead from? You know, you see, you're ready to curse me out then, but you're not going to curse me out about the dress or the jeans.
No, because it's my kid. See, this is the thing. So if I don't get to you, my daughter will get to you. She going to curse you out and be like, you know what I mean? But, you know, I'm going to be like, if my daughter got a big head, she got a big head. You understand? I tell them all the time, you got a big head, or or whatever, just to joke around, but they really don't. But like I said earlier, it comes, if it don't come from you, it comes from somebody in the family on either side.
Okay, so Petty Deb says that her mom would say, "That's a nice baby." Now, to me, that's telling people that you, if you say, "Oh, well, don't you think my baby's cute?" And then they say, "That's a nice baby." To me, that right there is saying you got an ugly baby.
True.
But that's a more chic way of saying it. Because you don't just want to stab somebody with their baby is ugly. I mean, you don't just want to get a knife and be like, "You and your ugly baby." You don't want to do like that. If the least you could probably do, you could probably say, "I've seen sidewalks look better than that." Just turn it into a joke.
And Crazy says, well, and by the way, a formal welcome to you, Crazy. Crazy says, "Listen, all babies aren't cute, and all babies are not cute." And I think those parents know that they do not have cute babies.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a couple of them.
You know.
And you know, that's why a lot of people have kids and they don't treat them good, because they know what other people think about them. They'd be like, "Here, you stand at the back of the line with the puppet." And there was some kids that the Sesame Street characters didn't shake their hand.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
What? See?
It's not because of that. You can't add the Sesame Street people in here.
No,
in this situation.
Okay, so Crazy says, but you don't have to insult them. No, you don't have to insult them. But if someone says, you know, "Isn't my little girl cute? Isn't my little boy cute?" Or, you know, "What do you think about these baby photos?" Whatever.
But see, I mean, you looking for their opinion, and that's where you mess up at. When you
So if you know that your child is not cute, then maybe
then you
not
shouldn't ask. Leave with that.
You shouldn't
then,
ask.
Then you shouldn't ask. You should just say.
You shouldn't leave with
right,
that.
Right. Crazy. Welcome.
All right. So I'm gonna disagree a little bit. You know, everybody thinks their kid is great, wonderful, smart, cute, whatever it is. They have the right to say that. Even if you don't think they're cute or whatever, shut your damn mouth. You know, you don't have to say.
But we're not talking. We're saying, what if they ask you?
You don't have to. So, okay. You know, it's one thing for a chick to say, "Do I look fat in this?" And that's your friend. Yeah, you look fat. All right. And then someone, your friend asks you whatever. You don't have to be at an ass about it. I mean, real talk.
Okay. No, okay, Crazy. You're right. You don't have to be an ass. But if someone says, "What is your..."
So you want to tell people their baby's ugly is what you're telling me is you want to call
baby's ugly. No, what I'm saying is... If someone comes up to you and okay, let's say I come up to you and I say, "Crazy, you know, behind my back, I've been hearing people been saying that my son's ugly or he's this or, you know, that baby has a big forehead or he's this or, you know, his nose is this or his lips are this or he has a nervous tic or he's just, I mean, they're just really dogging out my son. Does he really look bad? I mean, is he an unattractive child? What would you tell me?"
I would tell you that's your baby. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, all day, every day, I defend the kids. I don't give a damn how ugly or how pretty they are. So I'm going to tell you, what do you think about your kid? And if it bothers you that much, first of all, you need to tell these people, you know, like, either don't talk to them or don't ask or whatever
right.
it is, so you can make sure that you're not. But I'm not going to tell somebody... I'm not going to reconfirm other people's stuff because I may not feel the same as them. And if about nervous and stuff like that, now I might be like, "Well, maybe I have seen that. Maybe I'm going to give them some suggestions for stuff like that," because that's not the same as calling your baby stupid or ugly. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But so let's move that baby up from being a child to now your baby is a young man, young woman. And you're still, you know, now they're coming to you saying, "Mom, you know, somebody said this and somebody said this about me." And you may know that your child's not the, you know, most handsome or the prettiest, whatever.
I'm going to tell them, why are you trying to validate yourself by others' opinions?
Well, I messed up what I was going to say. It is your friend's child. and they're an adult. I mean, okay. I guess what my question is, at any point, do you tell someone, or should people just not ask? Should people not ask about the looks of their children?
No, people have a right to ask whatever the hell they want. You have a choice not to share your opinion. They also have a choice not to ask. Okay. But honestly, this is the only time I'm into bullying people. You understand? I'm into all that. But when someone's asking you, you got to understand where they're coming from. You know what I'm saying? Look, let me tell you something. A no response is a giant response to me. Do you understand that if someone said, does my kid look like a fucking, I don't know,
monkey,
a hair, you know what? I mean, whatever. Don't say anything. Do you understand that if you were going to disagree, don't you think you'd be quick to disagree? If you don't say anything, unfortunately, it's going to have more of an impact than you saying anything. Because if I don't respond to something, it's because my mom told me if I don't got nothing nice to say, not to say shit at all.
Right. And some people won't. Or sometimes questions like that catch you off guard, and you're kind of like, you're kind of like not knowing what to say, so you don't say anything. And you're right. A lot of, I mean, my parents, you know, said that to me. I've said it to my son. If you don't have anything nice to say about anybody, you know, don't say anything at all. So sometimes, you know, when you're trying to take that route, it could be offensive.
Now, if someone's being a jerk, you feel what I'm like. That's where the variables all come in, because first of all. If it's somebody's child and they're asking you about it, honestly, we got to tell people their kids are. So what if they know? I don't, you know, that's the other thing. They know, like, the same concept of why didn't you tell somebody why you stopped talking to them? Because they know what they did. Why do I have to explain that?
Okay, then crazy. Then let's go away from the kids and talk about your clothes or whatever. So if I said, crazy, I just bought these jeans. And y'all, when I hate shopping, but when I do, I go to Kohl's because I can get a pair of jeans for $2. But anyway, so I say, you know, crazy, I just bought these pair of pants. I really like them, blah, blah, blah. You know, don't they look good on me? I'm asking you. What?
Yeah, but now you're my friend. Now it's the same thing of, do I look fat in these? That there's a difference in when you're asking somebody about your children and specific, because that shit's personal.
It is. So I agree with what you're saying, but at the same time, it is personal.
I'll give the parents an option. I would tell, honestly, because it depends on how much, I feel like that depends on the relationship you have with the person. If you really don't have a good relationship with that person, or they don't know you, don't answer. Don't make people feel bad for no reason. That's right. Dumb. You know what I mean? But if you have a relationship with that person, yeah, that's, if someone asked me about their kid, like for real, and I was like, look, do you want me to give you the real? Oh, you know, like, are you okay with me giving you? I might even ask that. Are you okay with me giving you real responses, or you're just asking because, you know what I'm saying? Are you just looking for a little boost and you're hoping that it's not true? Do you want me to give you the truth? And again, that also depends on the relationship, because someone will be like, oh, okay. You know, they're going to write off the bat. Oh, okay. So you must agree because you want to ask. I'm just telling you, how truthful do you want me to be? It may be good truth, it may be bad truth. My question is how truthful do you want me to be?
Okay.
I know, I understand that don't ask the question if you don't want the answer, or you're not going to like the answer. I get that, right? That's the truth. Don't ask the question if you really don't want to know the answer. Because your opinion on your stuff is not going to be the same as my opinion on you, on in your stuff. People can think they look pretty all day long. I've had people I've seen people get told they're ugly as hell. That looks like shit. And they're still like, nah, this is slay right here. I'll go out there. You see what I'm saying? Yep. So like that's an insane topic. That's insane, because you have the opportunity to be an asshole sometimes, and you probably shouldn't, even if you know the person usually can handle it. You see, it's all variable and situational.
But you know what? And you made a very good point, because there are some people who can handle certain things and certain people who can't. Because for me, if I ask a question, I want to know the answer. And there are some things that I'm not going to ask you, because either
I don't want to know.
I don't even know what y'all going to say, whatever. And that even includes kids. It's like there are certain things that I'm just not I'm not going to say about my child, or I'm not going to ask. And I understand what you're saying, but I do believe that for the most part, if you truly don't want to know, and if something is upsetting you, and you truly don't want to know, don't ask the question.
That's true. But people don't think about that when they're asking if their baby's cute. Who the hell sits back and goes, well, should I ask that or should I not? Let's see. I know my baby's ugly. I want people to tell me my baby's ugly, or that he looks like Harry and the Hendersons, or Cousin It, or like a little old man or whatever. Because, you know, do you understand people could get offended by
anything? No, you are absolutely right. And bro says,
because you might only have one teeth or one tooth in your mouth, and you ask people, do I have five? They're gonna tell you,
oh my lord,
you only got one.
Oh, good lord, bro.
But if they see themselves in the mirror and they smile and they see that one little tooth and the rest is gummy,
if they said, how's my smile? How would you answer that question? Are you going to just be shitty to be shitty?
Because they could really have a cute smile. They just had one tooth and you have a cute smile. Crazy. Like, well, welcome. I did not see you. I mean, seriously. Damn. I mean, you can have a nice smile. You just have one tooth.
Are you talking about Tulaleen Anderson? Now, I seen her.
Tulaleen Anderson.
Tulaleen Anderson. Oh, Lord, bro. Who the hell is Tulaleen?
That's what I was asking, Solid. Who is that? I never heard of that person.
I don't know, all these words. Oh, Lord.
He coming up with. It's crazy.
She was in the civil rights tooth man.
What?
The civil rights tooth man. It wasn't a movement, it was a tooth man.
Lord,
and it was a whole bunch of, they was fighting for the right to go to
the flying.
Oh, Lord. Fight, Lord. We have gone from the way you dress, the way you look at yourself. Mirror to your ugly babies to small penises to small breasted women to titties to little ones
breast
to
milk,
biting them
all
to
nipples.
Let me ask you something. If you had an ugly baby, would you be able to admit it to yourself? That's the real question.
That's the question. Look, you should be able to admit it to yourself. You know what?
You consider ugly. I mean, you see what I'm saying? Like that's
I think that I would be okay. Put it like this. I do not have baby pictures of me until I was 4 months old. My mother refused to take photos of me because I was born with a cleft palate, which some people call a hair lip, and that's why that is why I stutter. Okay, now my mother, thank goodness I had parents who made sure that was taken care of. I was in and out of the hospital up until I was 12. To this day, one reason why I do this podcast is because I'm talking out loud and what have you. But my mother, I mean, she told me, she says, you were not a pretty baby. When you were born, she said, it wasn't until you were 4 or 5 months, you know, whatever. And I have no photos of me. My sister, she has photos of her when she's little, born right out the womb, whatever. I don't have that, you know. And when I was pregnant with my son, I asked the doctor, I said, is there a chance that my son would be in there? It's like, well, yeah, there's that slim chance, whatever. And I worried about that because I did not want to see that. you know, and to this day, I support the, what is it? The, I donate heavily to that, you know, and there's one particular little girl, you know, whatever, that I sponsor, whatever. She's gone through a lot, you know, whatever. But yes, I do believe that I could. And if my child was born like that, I would know. Your child is not this beautiful child. I mean, he is beautiful to me. He's beautiful in the eyes of God. But I'm not going to go around and say, is my baby pretty?
Okay, the next time someone asks you that and it's a gremlin, tell them to keep that gremlin in the house. Stop asking people if that baby's cute, because you know it's not, girl. Take your ass.
So, I'm just saying that, and bro says some babies are born with alien syndrome.
Listen, you'd have to be real close to somebody not to offend somebody asking you if they baby cute, and you're like, no. Right.
Okay, so that is where I'm saying crazy when you say that you have to be close to that person, because I'm not going to say, do you think Shorty's baby's cute? I am not going to say that. But if I'm saying the parent asking, what do you say?
I mean, if you want to be an asshole and really give them that answer, you go right ahead. Look.
That's why I say
maybe they're told they're cute. You could say, yeah, they're cute. You're not saying the baby, say they're cute. That way it might be their toes or their fingers or hell, okay, I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Or somebody asks you about the baby, just say that's a nice stroller. All you gotta do is
wear. No, because that right there tells me you think my baby ugly. Don't try to redirect to the stroller.
To the stroller. I mean, come on, bro. The stroller.
Hey, that's a nice car. Is my baby cute?
Oh, I like your car.
Yeah, that's
I like
a really
your
nice car.
No, I didn't ask you about my car. I asked about my baby.
They already answered. As soon as they said that's a nice car, they already answered about your baby.
If somebody asks you, is their baby cute? Just say, I like your shoes. See, if that's the, see, you got to throw them on.
And they'll be like, yeah, and they'll be like, I asked you, but oh, I didn't hear you the first time. Yeah, they're cute. I didn't say what was cute. I just said they're cute. That's all I said. Look, sometimes you can avoid a situation. Doesn't mean you have to be truthful. There's a difference between being an honest, truthful, blunt person and being an, you know, I mean, you don't have, that's not even like someone.
No, you are absolutely right. And B, welcome. Thank you for waiting.
Welcome.
What's up, Mr. B?
You can just do this with a south. Hey, the bro. South is home. This mom.
Look, that's the thing when you hit that or that but see, they know the difference
I do the thing when someone says, you know, they'll say, well, what do you think? I'm like,
but that's easy, right? Because you're done. See, that's what I'm saying. You had an opportunity to be a jerk, but you know what I'm saying, like, why? Not all questions need a freaking answer.
Oh, that's some cute shoes.
Don't redirect it. That's ugly. You redirect my question.
I didn't say shit about the baby shoes.
I'm talking about the baby clothing.
Here we go.
Look that he's wearing. You know.
Okay, now if you said something about the baby, now that might be different. Oh, those are cute. Yeah, the cute clothes
that's
or something.
What I'm talking
they might
on the baby.
You might, but then they're gonna. You think, might, but you got when you do that, right? They're gonna be thinking like, okay, so you trying to say what I got on my baby is cute. But you're trying to say the clothes make my baby and my baby's still ugly as hell.
That's
a lot of overthinking.
Okay, sure.
I'm just saying, you know how that goes. There's more questions behind it.
Shorty, if I came out and said, Shorty, do you like my daughter's dress? And you say yes, whatever, then that's not saying that my daughter's not attractive or ugly or whatever. Because I specifically asked you.
Okay,
about
but let me tell you something. If you didn't like,
but
that,
you asked about the baby. But you asked about the baby. Is my baby cute? And they redirected to the clothes.
If you asked me, was your daughter's dress cute? And I did not think it was cute. Honestly, I would probably.
You're gonna lie. You're gonna lie.
I'm gonna lie.
Depending on the age of the child. Depending on the age of the child, I'm gonna lie.
Okay, so the child is 10.
Okay. I would only tell him if it was inappropriate. I wouldn't tell him if it's
right. The child, quote unquote, is 16.
And asks me themselves.
Or the mother asked, the father asked, or they asked. They're still if it didn't look good,
does she stab people? Because then it might change. Because she's old enough to be mean at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Okay.
No, I'm just playing. I don't know. You know, really and honestly, if it's an honest opinion, I'd be like, well, you know, but at that point, it'd be like, you know, it's not my color, but looks cute on your daughter. I don't know. Something like that.
Okay. All right. So you're going to deflect.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. Well, you know what? At least you didn't say, oh, no, but you have a cute car. or cute shoes or something, because that right there is just basically it's
mm-hmm. Or you could just say bless
your heart. Bless it with heart.
Bless it with a heart.
Oh, please don't say bless your heart. Don't do that. Because even the Southern people know what that means now. Oh, it ain't even a Southern
Lord,
thing.
Lord.
Yep.
Lord.
What happened, Solid? Not Solid.
I mean, seriously. I'm sorry, Shorty. Go on.
No. Go ahead. Because I'm going to put you in a scenario.
No, go ahead. Do it. Come on. What you
okay,
got?
Okay, so what happened?
What you got?
So what happened? Okay, say one of your friends, right, put you in a scenario like this. Be like, hey, Solid, can I ask you a question? You be like, yeah, go ahead. Y'all cool, y'all tight. You know, y'all real tight. She asks you, look, I had got this dress from my daughter. Come here, baby. Come here. Right? Do this look good on her? And the child just sitting there. What you gonna do?
I'm saying, you deflect.
If the child was sitting there, I would say that it's a cute color, whatever. But if the child was not sitting there, I would tell my friend the exact truth, what I thought.
Oh, yeah. That, you know what? That's true. I agree with that. If the child was around and they weren't in earshot, that would change the narrative. But I mean, also, you don't have to crush their feet. Oh, nah, hell no, nah, girl.
I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh my god, that thing is ugly, whatever. But I will say, they want the honest truth from you, and Shorty, I'd say it's ugly. I am giving them the honest truth, because one thing that I can say with the friend circle that I have, I mean, we are brutally honest. And when we say we want to know what you think and I want your opinion, the friendship circle that I have, I mean, we tell. Now, if our kids are there, whatever, then we'll back off and we won't say whatever. But if it's just if it's just us and I'm like, you really want to, well, yeah, tell me. I tell them.
Right.
And it's also if we're asking them, you know, about our kids. Well, do you think that he should do this, or what do you think she should do this, whatever? If the kids are not in earshot, even though our kids are always
in earshot, right.
And if they're not in earshot, even though they are grown, we are, you know, we tell each other the truth. If the kids are
earshot, right,
then we'll tone it down.
But see, you said a minute ago, you were like, do you really want to know? Because you know what? I say that shit a lot. Sometimes I'll be like, you sure you want to ask me that question?
But crazy, you know the people who you when you say you really want to know. Because there are some people who, I really want to know. And then you tell them, and then they get offended. So,
not my problem. That's a them problem, though. Listen, you shouldn't tell me and then get mad about it, because I promise you, I'm going to make you the whole problem. You're not going to be victim, not over here. Not even. No
and
way.
That's,
I don't want to know that.
And that's
why. You light off me.
I mean, no. So, I mean, because honestly, because if you're going to ask me something, and I'm not talking about kids, I'm talking about we're talking to an adult now.
Right.
If you really don't want to know the answer, if you really don't want the truth, please don't ask me.
Right.
Don't ask me.
But you know, guess what? You can never become a victim of a question you ask.
Child, please. There's a lot of people that turn it around.
Whether they turn it around or not, you can't. Don't you know, if somebody acts crazy, did she like their shoes? And she said no, and they stabbed her. They going all the way under the jail.
They finna get,
because if they didn't want to know that their shoes was nice, they shouldn't ask that question.
But see, and that's what I'm saying. And B says, B says, keep my butt in the dark. Okay, but there are some
don't ask.
Then don't ask, because I mean, if I'm walking out the house looking ridiculous,
I'm going to tell you, because we're together. And,
I mean, I want you to tell me.
No, you don't want me to tell you. No, you don't.
Well, you know what? I'm crazy. When I say that, I mean, people have been so brutal. I mean, the other day, one of my friends had been so brutal with me. I mean, she was like, you know, what you did, that was messed up and blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't have said that, blah, 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 blah. And I said, all I said was, and then she broke down to me. I was like, well, yeah, it was kind of fucked up.
But you gotta have some
This is what I'm saying. This is what I say, that I want you to tell me. I don't want you to have me walking around thinking that, oh, well, that was cool, or this wasn't cool, or I look good, or I mean, seriously, tell me.
Okay, but I would know that. I would know you would benefit from that. Some people just don't. It actually does the opposite.
Right.
Then those people who would get offended are the people who should not ask.
Yes,
they want you to sugarcoat it.
Sorry, Mr. B been trying to talk, but
I've got a short story that matches this. Okay, I went over to visit my cousin, and she was going for the club. All right, and she's a big girl. Nothing wrong with big girls. I like big girls. Whatever. But anyway, she asked me, "Hey, I'm about to go to the club. How do I look?" And I looked at her. And she knows me well. I said, "Cuz, are you sure?" She said, yeah, tell me. I'm like, I said again, "Are you sure?" She said, "Yeah, tell me." I'm like, "Okay." Well, this is what she had on, y'all. She's a big girl, right? But her a lot of her weight goes to her belly, all right? Whatever, it's fine. But it's really, really big, right? Round. And she had a belly shirt on, okay? And I was like, "Cuz, maybe you should wear another shirt that's flatter you better." She said, "Why? What's wrong with this one?" I said, "Well, you know, those light shaves they used to have? They look like you used to cut scissors over it. You know what I'm talking about?"
"Yeah, I know what you mean." Mm-hmm.
"Right, they used it over lamp shades. Well, that's what it looked like. It was all cut up in the bottom and everything." I'm like, "You look like a walking lamp. Don't do that to yourself."
Did she get upset?
She started laughing, just saying, "Oh, you just hating on me." "No, I'm not. I'm really, really trying to help you out." So, and then last thing I'm gonna say, her shoes, her dead gone heels were all over her shoes. I'm like, no, those shoes are not right. At least wear them right. So, no, this is a new style. It's comfortable this way. Like, all right, you look like a hot mess, but whatever. Have fun.
But you know what, B? But those, okay, so those are the people that if they ask and they're, no, tell me, and you tell them and they choose not to listen, then they go out and that's it. That's all you can do.
Right. Yeah, but true. With that situation there, you trying to help them not get embarrassed because stop it, boy.
But right, but shorty, but if they don't listen and he's telling them and you choose not to listen, then that's on
them. That's right. That's on them, because you trying to save them the embarrassment and the pick at for it. You understand what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of big girls out here. Don't get it twisted, because I'm a big girl. There's a lot of big girls I've seen in the stores that they shouldn't came out the house with. The clothes they have on, because that's
I question that him. Doesn't affect it. Here's look, if someone asks you, that's fine to tell them. And you should, if they're really, I mean, seriously, there is a line you can cross. Okay. There really is. Now that's okay to tell somebody as far as what everybody else is wearing. I'll be honest with you. That's not my problem. Not my circus, my monkeys. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. That's not my problem. I don't care what people wear. That's their business. But 100. If you ask me, I'm going to give you my honest opinion. If you're an adult, and I know that you ask me a question, I'm going to give you my opinion. After that, what you do with that information,
That is my point, that if you as an adult, and like I said, I'm not talking about anybody's kids, I'm just talking about them. We're talking as an adult, and I say something, I do something, whatever, and I say, well, crazy, you know, all I said was this, or do you think whatever? And you say, sound like that was, you know, like my friend told me the other day, that she said that was messed up. And when she broke it down to me, I was like, yeah, you know, seriously, you know, so, you know, but there are some people who I know, when they say, you know, I really want you to tell me, and I'll say, no, you don't. And then they'll say, well, that's because you come out and you just tell me. I'm like, but you ask. Yeah. Don't ask me. So now they want to say something to me, but they don't. And they'll ask someone else. And the other person, they'll say, oh, well, you know, yeah, crazy. That looks cute, whatever. Knowing damn good that
it doesn't. That's the sugar coat. Because they know you very much about it.
So this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's fine. I give you a full-on warning. There's two things that happen. You either know me and you know better than to ask me because you know what's coming, or you don't know me and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen next. So then you have a choice to either walk away from the situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm generally, if it's some kind of something silly, I might say something silly like, do you want the truth or do you want to feel good? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your choice? And you know, whatever the case may be, just because you don't think someone looks cute in something, unless it's super obnoxious, like I said, there's a line where you're like, all right, come on now, you know, I look at somebody, come on, are you serious? Like, you're not serious, you know what I'm saying? But like, if it's not just something you think bad, you don't have to be like, nah, hell, that's ugly as hell. Well,
you don't have to be like that. But I'm just saying that if someone, if I ask you, how does this look? And we're about to go out. And, you know, I want you to tell me. I want you to say,
I'm going
to
give you suggestions, you know, if
maybe,
I have any.
Maybe you should change, you know, like B said, maybe you should change your shirt. And I said, well, you know, and I asked, well, what's wrong with this shirt? Well, tell I mean, tell me why I shouldn't wear this shirt.
Well, you got mismatched socks on, girl, and your line in the back of your pantyhose ain't straight. And I don't know what's up with those heels, but that top don't go with those heels and that skirt right there. No, ma'am. You need to get that back. You know, that. But see, if I'm going to tell you a problem, I should also have a solution. That's why that makes sense. When someone tells you, well, why? You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, let's look in the mirror. Okay, Sala, let's look in the mirror. You have a Hawaiian shirt on. You have a Hawaiian shirt on with a leather skirt. You tell me what you would say if I was wearing that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again,
I don't think you have to be mean, but at the same time, if you're asking someone for their opinion, and they give you their honest opinion, and I'm not saying you have to be so brutally honest that you're being mean, but they give you your honest opinion, don't get mad at me because you don't like my answer.
I don't give a damn about that. Don't, if I give you an answer because you said, yeah, I want to know, you stuck on that. That's you. That's all you. Not my problem. I have a meeting, so thank you for having me. I don't know if how long this is going to be and not how long you're going to be, but I appreciate being up here, and now I'll probably see you guys later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, so, I mean, again, you don't have to, I'm not saying you got to be mean, but again, I'm just saying that if people ask you a question, you know, as an adult, and again, I'm not talking about anybody's children or anything, as an adult, if you really want to know the answer, then ask me. If you don't really want to know and have an honest answer from me, then ask someone else. So...
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, if you ask, then you should let me know that you're mentally ready to hear this. And I'm going to say it in the most politely way. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
Right. So, bro, did you want to say something, or is bro still here? I think. Shorty.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have anything you wanted to add?
No. Just thank you. It was a good show as always.
Okay. And Shorty, since I have you up here, what time is your talent show on Saturday, Eastern time?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, can you put it on Discord so I show up on Eastern time and not Pacific time and be 3 hours late?
Yes, ma'am. So, I sure will.
All right. Okay. So
you got everything ready for it?
I was ready last time.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. Okay. So
yes, ma'am.
Don't worry. I won't be making up any songs either.
I know you is. So, okay.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Shorty has a talent show that she does every Saturday. So, Shorty, you want to tell them about your talent show? You want to promote your show?
We just have fun singing. We do spoken word. We do group songs. You can do individual songs. It's whatever your talent you do. Stand up, poetry, singing. It's fun. It's no judgment. So, you know, we're going to cheer you on regardless. If you mess up, you would again. You know, it's all fun. You know, just to have fun.
Okay. So, bro, did you have any? Is bro here? Bro's not here. B, you have any last words?
Yeah. Be nice to ugly babies. Just be nice. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. All right. And Shorty, one more time. Any last words for you, Shorty?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'm going to clear the panel, and I'm going to leave us with Joe Cocker. You are so beautiful. That is what I'm going to leave with. So hold on for a minute. So since we've been talking about beautiful people and all that good stuff, so let me see. Here we go. And that's it, everyone. Enjoy your day or weekend wherever you are in the world. I will be back on Monday and hope to see you next week. And as I always say, well, sometimes go where the wind takes you. Bye.